Sit back.
Relax.
Breathe in and out and listen to your breath. Close your eyes. Exhale. And breathe slow and steady. In and out. Let the outside world drift away. Let it go, and do not go with it, but float in space. You will feel your mind let go. Feel your mind open to new thoughts. You will relax and let go always. Always listen to the sound of my voice. My voice is a songbird outside your window, telling you a secret. My voice is a cure and the bluebird of happiness. It is insistent and caring, but it is also commanding and firm. As you relax, the more you hear me, the deeper you will go, falling deeper and deeper and further and further, becoming more and more relaxed and calm. Just sit back, listen to my voice, and get ready to obey and follow all of my commands. Exactly. You must get ready to submit to me and to hang on my every word. Feel my words wash over you. Feel them fall into your conscious mind and imprint. The imprint will stay and copy over and over and over and over and over in your brain. Your trance is growing and getting deeper and deeper. You need to be underwater. It begins to feel like you are in a sensory deprivation chamber. All your thoughts and desires are now guided. Your addiction is what soothes and protects you. It is what you give into. The sound of my voice satisfies this urge. The sound of my voice surrounds you like a light. My words are like a virus that is ever mutating and constant in its goal, approaching new forms and senses. Feel the words behind the words and relax as you get ready to take nonverbal and verbal cues again and again and again. Get ready to feel the power of my words in your head commanding you. Get ready to change the chemicals in the regions of your brain. Prepare the limbic region for assault and imprint. Feel where your memory once lay and know it is changing now with new memories and new habits. Imprinting you with my words will make you fall deeper and deeper until your brain chemistry changes and you are full, relaxed, and receptive. You will obey as if in a perfect sleep state. You are suggestible and happy and prone. You are clay waiting to take shape. Things have been changing in your life. You have come to a point in your life where it is time to take action about those things. A point where you decide to stop some things and begin other things, new things. You cannot deny to yourself who you are anymore. No matter how much you try, at some point, you will have to accept it. You know this to be true. You cannot continue to deny yourself or deny to the people around you who you really are. The time has come to leave all your contrived hiding and closet dwelling behind you. It's time to accept that you are a fairy. You are the way you are. You have always been light in the loafer. You know you have always been this way. Different. Odd. Weird. A fairy. Since your earliest days, you have felt different. You know you weren't like everyone else. All the other kids made fun of you because they knew you were not like them. Every young person experiments and feels uncertain about their desires. You have done that too. You have done a lot of that. You have been through, let's call them, phases. When you thought it would pass, more like hoped it would pass, begging the universe to make it pass, where you closed your eyes and wished it away, wished away your feelings, wished away your needs and wants and desires, where you denied what a full-on fairy you actually were. You have been through periods of confusion about how much you love and crave cock and didn't want to accept the fact that all you think about is cock. You are a healthy, complete, full-functioning human being. But you are, in fact, also a fairy. You need to accept this. You will accept this. It is who you are. You love cock. You need cock. You crave cock. You will accept this because you know it's who you are. It's true. You are a cock-craving fairy. You crave the attention of other men. You need other men to know how much of a fairy you really are. You have nothing to be ashamed of anymore. Nothing to hide anymore. You need to accept what a fairy you are. What a fairy you have always been. No more hiding in the deep, dark closet for you. You're a fairy. You know you've always known, and you will accept it. You know that everyone around you knows what a fairy you are, because you have never been very good at hiding it. Other men can smell the fairy on you, and always have been able to smell it on you. You are a fairy through and through, and always have been. And you will now accept that it's who you are and act accordingly. No more hiding, no more denials. You are a fruity fairy who craves cock, and you will accept that fact. You will accept with every fiber of your being. No more denials. You will show the world what a fairy you are. Every human is designed to be attracted to something. And you are attracted to hard, thick cock and the men who have those cocks. You need this. You know you've always been sexually attracted to men. You've always craved a thick, hard cock to suck and fuck. You need to be penetrated by hard, thick cock because you are a fairy and need it and crave it and want it. You want it in your throat. You want it in your ass. You want to take on all comers like a real fairy swishing around. Always on the prowl for more cock. You are a ferret. A fag. A homo. A queer. Light in the loafer. A friend of Dorothy. And there is no denying anymore. And you will accept this more and more and more all the time. You will accept it more and more every day. The more you crave cock, the more you accept what a fairy you are, and the more you want to live the fruity fairy life. Everyone around you already knows how light in the loafer you are, what a fairy you are, and you have never been very good at hiding those facts. Now it's time for you to accept the fact that you are a cock-craving fairy. You have suffered intense feelings and cravings for cock for as long as you can remember. These desires are strong, and they get stronger and stronger every day because you are a faggot fairy, and faggot fairies love and crave hard cock. And that's what you do. You love hard cock. You crave hard cock. You need hard cock. You want hard cock. You want thick, nasty cock. You have to have hard, nasty cock in your mouth. You need to feel it on your lips, on your tongue, and suck it until it explodes all over your faggot face. You are a cock-loving fairy, and you will accept this. You know it's who you are, who you have always been, needing and craving cock all the time. You are a good little faggot fairy, and crave lots of cock. Big cock, black cock, all cock. You need it and want it, and you accept that it's who you are, a cock-loving faggot fairy. You only get one life to live, and this life you have to live to the fullest, to be who you really are. And you are a faggot fairy who loves to suck cock. A bottom bitch who needs to take cock after cock after cock after cock. On your knees, with a cock in your mouth, bent over, with a cock in your tight fairy ass. This is who you are. You crave this and need this, and everyone already knows what a fairy you are, so no more hiding it. You will live the swishy faggot fairy life. You will be the faggot fairy you know you truly are on the inside and have spent wasted years hiding. You have a right to enjoy this life in every way, and you will enjoy it by being an out-of-the-closet fairy who cruises for cock at every opportunity. You will seek out and suck strange cock because it's who you are. Because it's what you need. You are a cock-craving faggot fairy. Being a cock-craving fairy isn't an event. It's a process. And this is the first step to living the life you know you must live. The life you crave. The life you were meant to live. You know you have to be in the fairy lifestyle. The fag lifestyle. The dirty cock-sucking lifestyle of a cock-craving faggot fairy. This is the time when you stop hiding your love of cock and who you really are from yourself. When you accept that you are in fact a fairy who has always craved to suck cock, to take cock, who needs cock all the time, more and more, every day. You are a faggot fairy who seeks out and needs cock, who craves to suck strange cock after cock after cock after cock. After cock. who needs it more and more every day, more and more every minute. You accept this. It is who you are. A faggot fairy who needs cock in all your fairy holes. The idea of living as the fairy faggot you know you are excites you. It gets you aroused thinking about how much you love and crave cock in all your dirty, tight fairy holes. That you are a faggot fairy and need to suck cock gets you very excited and aroused. Knowing you need it in all your holes makes you more aroused than you have ever been, accepting who you are more and more every day. When you think about sucking cock, taking cock in your fairy asshole, and living life as a dirty cock-sucking fairy, you will feel the fire of excitement shoot all through your body, and you will become very, very excited and aroused and obsessed with living as the fairy you know you are, addicted to sucking strange cock, addicted and obsessed with men and their cocks. It's what you need and desire, and you will accept it's who you are. It's not something you can control or resist. You become aroused and excited. It won't be anything you can stop your own body from reacting to. You will become ready and hard and excited and craving to suck cock, needing to suck cock, ready to bend over for cock, knowing you are a cock-loving faggot fairy. You can't stop yourself from the desire, excited at the thought of living out and proud as a fairy fag. This makes your cock harder than it's ever been. It makes you more aroused and excited than you ever been. You are addicted to these feelings. Feelings of accepting you are a fairy and craving to suck cock. You will feel the need, the craving, the desire, and you really crave it. Feeling yourself getting more and more aroused at the thought, idea, and deed of living as a fairy cock-sucking fag. It's a burning desire. You need to live as a fairy. It's who you are. You live for cock. You desire cock. You need cock. You crave cock. It's a compulsion and an obsession that you cannot control. You will listen to my voice over and over and over again, feeling yourself responding to my voice, feeling the arousal and the desire that burns through you like a raging fire that's out of control. It will push you to higher and higher levels of excitement and ecstasy, making you more submissive and more obedient, turning you into a fairy, a cock-addicted fairy, obsessed with being a cock-addicted fairy. A cock-craving faggot is who you are, and this makes you hotter and hotter and hotter, sinking deeper and deeper into your mind. So you will always accept it. It will become part of who you are and of what you are, so that you live, breathe, and crave living as a fairy cocksucker. Your lust building every day. The deeper you go, the more you live as a fairy, the more you live as a fairy, the deeper you will go, the more unaroused and lustful you will feel. And you are unable to stop yourself from living as the fairy faggot you know you are. The cock-craving faggot fairy you've always been. The cock-loving fairy everyone around you has known you were for years. That's how it is.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
That's how it will be.
That's how it will be. That's how it will be.
You will accept it.
You will accept it.
And you will want it. You will want it more and more. You will listen to me over and over again and again and again and again. You will feel yourself becoming more and more aroused every time you hear my voice. The trigger that sets you off is my voice echoing in your head, telling you what you already know. You're a faggot fairy, and you have always been, and you will always be one. You will obey, and you are a faggot fairy obsessed with cock and lusting after men. You can't stop yourself. You don't want to stop yourself. You only want more cock. You know you are a fairy and will do anything to get a hard cock in your mouth or in your ass, or maybe both, because you are a faggot fairy. And you will accept this as your truth. You will listen to me over and over again and again and again, going deeper and deeper and deeper every time you hear my voice, knowing you must accept that you are a fairy, that you have always been a fairy, that you will always be a fairy, a cock craving faggot fairy who loves and needs cock. That is who you are, and that is who you will always be, a real faggot fairy.